today in a Chicago courtroom. R&B singer R. Kelly was acquitted on all 14 charges of child pornography. Kelly was accused of filming himself having sex with a girl that prosecutors said was as young as 13 years old. Here to tell us more about the verdict and the trial is Natalie Moore of member station WBEZ in Chicago. Welcome back, Natalie, and tell us, what was the reaction in the courtroom to this verdict?
Well, the courtroom was pretty silent because the judge gave strict orders. He didn't want a madhouse. The verdict came in a little after 2 o'clock Chicago time, and as all 14 not guilties were read, Kelly put his head down, and he was crying. There were a few other people who are part of his circle who also sat in their seats and cried silently. These are tears of joy. One woman was even clutching a Bible. She's been there every day of the trial, even during pretrial hearings, and that was just tears of joy.
And can you review for us some of the main arguments in this case?
Sure. The crux of this case was a home video that prosecutors said was made between 1998 and 2000 with a girl who could have been as young as 13 at the time, and Kelly was born in 1967. There was no victim who took the stand as a witness. So the prosecutors built their case around family and friends testifying that that was indeed the young girl who they knew on the video, and they also ID'd Kelly. And they had pictures of this house where he used to live that looked like the same place as the basement, this log cabin motif. And the defense has always said that is not R. Kelly in the video, that is not the girl. They had some family members testify that it was not her. And then there was a lot of back and forth about this supposed mole the prosecutors say was on his back, and the defense said it's not on the back, and we're only talking about a fourth of a second here, and that was a big part of the case as well.
And I was reading that this verdict pretty much came down to this mole. Was that what clinched it?
We haven't talked to any jurors, so we don't know what clinched it. They all declined to be interviewed. We did talk to three alternates who were released, and this was like 15 minutes before the verdict came in. And they said that they thought it might have been him and the girl on the tape, but they hadn't seen any of the evidence, any of the pictures, so they didn't want to say how they would have gone. But you also had some characters who testified who maybe the jurors didn't find believable. The prosecutor's bombshell witness, she had immunity from any possible charges, and she said she had a relationship with Kelly, but the defense has said, look, she's an extortionist, so... You know, it's not entirely clear, but definitely the mole was a big part. Whether it was a linchpin, we're not sure.
Now, neither R. Kelly nor the woman involved, who's now 23 years old, testified during this trial. Have you heard anything from them yet after this trial?
No, not yet. Kelly whisked out of the court, hoping that there's a statement or something that comes down later. The defense attorneys were asked, were they going to contact the young woman, and they didn't give any indication that they wouldn't, but I'm sure that she is reading the news.
Reporter Natalie Moore of WBEZ in Chicago, thank you so much. We also want to give a quick update about another case we heard about here on Day to Day this week. It involved a filmmaker accused of violating federal obscenity laws by filming and distributing hardcore fetish films. Yesterday, the presiding judge in the case, Alex Kaczynski, called for an ethics panel to look into his own conduct after it was discovered he kept lewd photos and video on a publicly accessible website. Well, today, Judge Kaczynski declared a mistrial, and he's asked that the trial be reassigned to a different judge.